Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shom razal." This is why the Gemara says, "Ma roaso Esther shezimno es Haman al asuda." What reason did Esther Amalka have for inviting Haman to eat with her and Achashverosh? L'kayim, she wanted to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, "Im roev seinecha hachileu lechem." If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. Because by doing that, you're putting hot coals on his head. Meaning, that's how you'll defeat your enemy. Not by starving him, but by feeding him. Rav Nosson Zal says, Gecholim daiko. Look at the word that the Gemara uses. Gecholim, hot coals. Ki hisgabrus Haman al hoyo ali de pegam hamacholim kanal. Because we had learned earlier that what gave Haman the ability to be mezgaber against Klal Yisrael was pegam achila, the fact that the Yidden had eaten from the suda of Achashverosh. Ve'ikar ha'hisgabrus chas v'sholom hu kishein chizuk b'hamalach. When is the klipa able to strengthen itself against the kedusha? When the malach is weak, he's not getting his strength. Azai hashedim mekablim v'yonkim harbe min ha'macholim. Because when the malach isn't drawing strength from the food that the person is eating, then the other side is drawing strength, the shedim and the klipos. Vazai nisarev koyach hashin shed betoich hamacholim. And then the forces of the tumah get mixed into the foods. Umeachar shahashedim mekablim koyach hamalach hasvashon. And since the shedim are drawing onto themselves the power of the malachim, v'hamalachim heim b'chinas mar'eyu kalapidim kegach layesh, and we know that the Torah describes angels as flaming fire, al kein kisheheim mekablim chas v'sholem koyach hamalach, azai mechamemim chas v'sholem betuma anal ayidei zeh. So when these shadim, when they draw onto themselves the power of the malachim, which is a power of fire, that's what gives these shadim the ability to light a fire in a person, a treif fire, you know, a fire of tuma, a passion. This was the reason why Esther invited Haman to the meal, said she should be giving him food to eat. He titen loy daika, she should be giving it him. Ki zehu tikun hamacholim, kishe'onu noisnu lahem lechem lechol. Because when is there tikun hamachol? When we're the ones who give them the bread, when we're in control. Ki kishe'en chizuk bahamalach, because when the malach is weakened, azai heim yoinkin harbe min ha-shefa, then what happens is the klipois are taking 80% of the shefa or 90% of the shefa, va'onu nizoinin min atamtzis chas v'shalom, and the kedusha is getting the leftovers, is only getting a very small amount. Me'achar she'ashedim mekablim harbe min aparnosa, since the shedim are grabbing a lot of the parnosa, v'nisarev b'hamacholim koyach hashed, and the power of the shedim is getting mixed into our foods, v'alkein nimshach haparnosa lo'akum chas v'shalom b'shufi. That results in the goyim making a lot of money, their parnosa going up in a big way. Aval kishyesh chizuk b'hamalach, whereas when we strengthen the malach, she'oz ein hashedim mekablim in aparnosa, then the shedim are no longer able to draw from our parnosa, kiim kedei chiyuni b'tzimtzum, they're only able to draw the minimum that they need to stay alive, and not more. Azai kol hashefa lonu, then 99% of the shefa is going to us, to the kedusha, to the Jews. Vazai heim nizoinim in atamtzis, and then the goyim get the leftovers. Vazai onu noisnin lohem parnoso, and then we're the ones who are supporting, giving them parnoso. Vezehu tikun godol kishonu mechalkim lohem parnoso. And Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is a tremendous tikkun when we're the ones who are distributing their parnosa. Ki be'emes kedei chiyuni b'tzimtzum tzrichem liten lohem kemuva, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that a Jew can't take away from the klipos their source of nourishment completely. If you try to do that, you're dead. They'll drown. You know, they'll explode and they'll get you. What the best that the Jew can try to do is exercise control where the Jew, when the Jew gets on top, and then see to it to give to the klipos only the minimum that they need just to be able to exist and no more, to keep them in check. Nimtza, kishonu noisnin umechalkam lem parnoso, zeu bechinas tikun hamacholim. So therefore, when we're giving out the parnosa to the goyim, to the other side, that's called tikun hamacholim. Ubishvil ze zimno Esther es Haman. That's why Esther invited Haman. The kaimash nemar imrov sanecha achileu lechem. If your enemy is starving, give him bread. Ki beemes tzrichem liten lohem kidei chayeim betzimtzum. Because the truth is, we're supposed to give them what they need to live in a very controlled way. Avol zehu tikun gotoil meachar she'onu noisnin lohem. When we're the ones giving and they have to take from us, they have to receive from us, that's the tikkun. V'zehu ki gecholim atochet al roishoi ki achshov nishapech. Because now we're reversing the situation. Ki kishehim mekablim liatzmon v'yonkim harbe min hashevach hashashom. Because when the shadim are taking by themselves, and they're drawing tremendous power from the Shefa. Dahainu kishein chizuk b'hamalach, meaning when the Malach has become weakened, azai hei mekablam koyach hamalach, shubichnez gach leish, then the forces of Tuma draw to themselves this power of fire, umizgabram ayidei zeh chasvashon, and they draw strength from it. Whereas now, after the Tainus Esther, when the Jews were zeichet to tikun hama'acholim, we learned earlier that one of the things that gives a person tikun achila is when they fast. Now that the Jews passed through Tainus Esther and they were zeichet to tikun achila, V'alkein oz zimno Esther es Haman. Then she was ready to invite Haman. Lohoyrois she'ein lo yoid koyach linoik min hashefa, to show that he no longer has the ability to get food by himself. Rak hi tzricha litin lo kanal, but rather she has to give it to him. V'ze yodua, this is a known fact. Ki kishenim shach lohem shefa min hakdusha bekavona, that when the kedusha is giving shefa to the klipos intentionally, hu kedei lahachniyom ulahashpilom, the purpose of it is to subdue and to bring down the klipos. That brings them down. V'alkein achshav kishe Esther mechalekes hashefa lahomon shua sitrachra oz bevadai gecholam hu choyt al roishoi. Therefore, when Esther is giving Haman to eat, she certainly is pouring hot coals on his head. Gecholim daiko hainu gach leyeshanal, referring to coals of fire. Bechinas koyach hamalochim asher mareyu kegach leyesh. This means that power of the malach, where malochim are represented by fire. Ki achshov kishemekablim koyach hamalach betzimtzum kedei chiyuni kanal, because now, when Haman, or the forces of Tumah, are receiving that power of the malach, but in a very small amount, in very constricted amounts, azai hu hachnosom, then that's what humbles them, that's what brings them down. Vazai hagecholim shel hamalochim melahet esoysam umeva'er esoysam. Now the hot coals of the angels burns them. It doesn't burn us, it burns them. Ki mehoesh yotzu vohoesh toichlein, because the pasuk says that the tumah comes from fire and fire will destroy it. Ki ze klal, because this is a rule. When the klipos, or the tuma, or the sitrachra, are able to receive a lot of shefa, that makes them stronger. And then they receive the power of the angels, which is the hot coals, and they're able to use it against us. They're able to use it to incite us to a passion of the sitrachra, to become a bris, things like that. Avul kishein yichoyin on the kapil harbe, whereas when the klipos, when the shadim, are not able to take a lot, rak ma shenoysim lohem betzimtzum kedei chiyuni, but rather they're only getting the minimum that they need to exist, and they're getting it through us. We're giving it to them. They're not taking it. We're giving it to them. Shezeo b'chinas hachnosam. That's what lowers them. Azai adaraba. Then the opposite takes place. Hagecholim shel hamalochim noiflim al roshehim. The hot coals of the angels fall on the heads of the shedim. V'soyrfim u'mechalem oisam. And it burns them, and it eventually destroys them. V'zeo b'chinas ki gecholim atochoisa al roshoi. Rav Nosson says, this is why the Gemara uses this exact wording, that when you feed your enemy bread, you're pouring hot coals on his head. Gecholim daika. It's based on Rabbi Nazal's explanation over there in the Likutei Moran about the angels versus the Shadim, that these two are fighting for power, and when the Shadim gain power, it means they've taken away the power of the angels. What's the power of the angels? Fire. How do they use that fire? Against us, to incite us to become a bris. Whereas when we beat them, when we defeat them, we reverse the roles, then we're shooting fire at them. We're pouring hot coals on their head, you know, which is the tikkun. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas u'mishloyach monos ish l'reyehu. This is also the concept of shalach monos on Purim, sending gifts. Rav Nosson Zal says, monos daiko b'chinas mon. The word monos is used. Monos means presence, and it also comes from the word mon. Ki hamon hoyoyoyreid mishchokim. Because the Gemara tells us that there are seven heavens. One of them, and it gives us the names of each one of these seven heavens, one of them is called Shchokim. And the Gemara says that Mon comes from Shchokim. The word Lishchok means to grind up. Sheshom Shoychakin Mon. That's where they grind up the Mon to distribute to earth. Who grinds it? The angels. Ushchokim hu modor hamalochim. And we're also told that that particular heaven called Shchokim is the place where the angels reside. V'hu b'chinas chizuk hamalach. This represents the concept that Rabbi Nazal mentions over there in the Likutei Moran of strengthening the angel, b'chinas schoik v'simcha. Because Rabbi Nazal said over there that the angels get strengthened in Nisan, because Nisan is a time of simcha. Rabbi Nazal made a connection between those two. Look at this, that the place where the angels reside is called shchokim, miloshen schoik, joy, happiness. As is explained in chapter 5 in the Likutei Moran Tanina that we're dealing with. And this is why the mon, which came from Shchokim, which is the place of the angels, the place of Simcha, was a super holy ma'achol. The Gemara says that the Sidrachra had no part in it whatsoever. That's why a person never had to go to the bathroom for mon. There was no waste. There was no moisturis. It came from Shchokim, which is the place where the angels get strength from. This is why the mon was delivered with tal on bottom and tal on top, as if it was lying in a box, packaged. To show that the Sidrachro has no ability to grab onto it, kemaydovor hamunach bekufsa, like something that's in a box, it's in a safe, she'ein lezor shum achiza boy, where nobody can touch it. Ki hamon hoyo beli moitz v'teven. The mon had no chaff to it, no excesses. Ki loy hoyo la Sidrachro shum achiza boy. This is the concept of the food gifts that we send to each other on Purim. Lahoiro is to show ki achshav hu tikun hama'acholim, that now the Jews have risen to a level where their ma'achal is holy, their food is holy. And this is why on Purim, each person's shefa is being completed in a big way by all the things that his neighbor is sending to him and he's sending to his neighbor. Because now on Purim, we have no fear of the Sidrachra, because the Sidrachra can't latch on to our food anymore in any way. Ki achshav hu chizuk hamalach al yedei hasimcha shel Purim anal. Because now we're able to strengthen the forces of the Malach via the Simcha of Purim. V'alkei nikro mishloyach monois bechinas mon hayoyred mishchokim sheshom sheshom haschoik v'asimcha shulchizuk amalakanam. This is why it refers to this is the concept of shalach monos, symbolizing the mon that comes from shchokim, which is the place of the angels, and the place of joy, schoik, which is the place where the angels get strength. Which means that the Shadim and the other forces have no ability, you know, to latch onto it. This is also why, generally, when they send Shalach Monos, they cover it with a napkin or with a tissue or something, or with aluminum foil. This is similar to the mon, which when Hashem delivered it, it came in a box, you know, symbolically. As the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's for this reason that when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, you know, the challah is covered with a cover, similar to the mon, to remind us of the mon that was delivered covered up. Ki gam mishloach monos hu bechinas mon shehoya kemunach bekufsa ki ein lahasitrachra shum achiza b'macholim shel purim ki oz hu chiza kamalach, because the sitrachra has no ability to draw strength from the food of Purim, because Purim represents a time when the malach is being strengthened. The malach is being strengthened. Malach is the same letters as ma'achal. Therefore, the ma'achal is achila dikdusha. Now, Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in Likutei Moran, we mentioned it in the beginning of this halacha, that Pegama Bris comes for one of two reasons. One way is based on this whole business with the Shadim and the Malachim and this stuff. Then Rabbeinu Zal said there are times that it comes due to another thing called Kilkul HaMishpat, when the judgment becomes messed up, wrong type of judgment, that also could be a cause of Pegama Bris and other things like that. Because according to Kabbalah, Mishpat and Tikkun HaBris are very much together. Mishpat is called Tiferes. Mishpat is Yaakov. There's a pasuk that says Ein Yaakov and Ein Mishpat. Those two. So Yaakov is a concept of Mishpat, which is the sphere of Tiferes. Yosef is Tikkun HaBris. Yosef is Yesod, Tzadik. And it's brought Yaakov and Yosef kechodoch shivi, that Yaakov and Yosef are like one. Tiferes and Yesod are like one. They're both represented by the Vav of Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. We just gave that as a little bit of a side note on this topic of Pegama Mishpat being related to Pegama Bris.